from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, news in brief, and today we would like to present you special feature entitled Gunung Galunggung or Galunggung Mountains. And we will also present Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, followed by Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first headlines. President Joko Widodo asks santri not to easily believe in hoax. President Jokowi asks political parties to give contribution to the people. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dolot Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked Islamic boarding school students, or santri, not to easily believe in hoax and slander that often occurred ahead of the democratic feast. Even though the students are different in political choices, President Joko Widodo urged fellow Muslims and fellow countrymen not to mock and defame one another. The call was made by President Joko Widodo while attending the commemorative peak of the 2018 Santri Day, which was held in Gazebo Square, Bandung, West Java, on Sunday night. The president views that hoax and slander often occurred, especially during the democratic activities such as the election of regents, mayors, governors, and presidential elections. Thus, in line with the theme of the program, Being with Santri, Indonesia Peaceful, President Joko Widodo also called for stakeholders to jointly maintain harmony, unity, and brotherhood among fellow citizens of Indonesia, considering that Indonesia is a country that is blessed by God with a variety of diversity. President Joko Widodo calls for political parties to visit the communities to hear their complaints and problems. This was stated by President at the 54th anniversary of the Golongan Karya Party at G-Expo Jakarta on Sunday. The President asks for political parties not only to force people to listen to them, but also listen to their aspirations, complaints, and necessities. He views that the political parties must show their work and performance together with the community. He also reminded the political parties to show the Indonesian people that the general elections are not a democratic war, but a celebration of democratic parties. He asks party leaders to truly work in the midst of society in a bid to maintain the nation's trust in the political process and political parties. As reported by Antara News Agency, President Joko Widodo called for the political parties to strengthen their work politics and work of to establish the nation, provide social justice to all Indonesian people, and build superior human resources in a bid to be ready to compete during the 4.0 industrial revolution. The International Dragon Boat Race, which ended on Sunday in Carang River, Tanjung Pinang, was successfully won by a team from Bekasi named Kuarmada. Kuarmada has successfully maintained its champion title for two consecutive years. In this year's championship, Kuarmada, which is the Indonesian Navy, sent two teams. With a time record 2 minutes and 39.18 seconds, the Kuarmada Team 1 defeated his co-team, Kuarmada Team 2. The second Ku Armada finished with the time record 2 minutes and 40.59 seconds. Meanwhile, the Malaysian MGB team won the third position as it was left 1 minute behind the Ku Armada team too. Coach of the Ku Armada team, Captain Russell Tambunan, said that the victory was achieved through hard work of his teams, which kept practicing consistently and do not underestimate their rivals. All teams are very qualified, and from the beginning we have reminded that there is no one being the most superior or the weakest one. We should not underestimate the other teams or become overconfident. We believe that every team is equal and appropriate to compete with us. Rushel further said that Charang River, as the spot for the International Dragon Boat Race 2018, has strong stream that could be overcome by his athletes. From 19 to 21st of October, the International Dragon Boat Race was participated in by 44 teams. 10 of them were foreign teams. Malaysia was the toughest foreign competitor with 7 teams, while Brunei Darussalam sent 2 teams, lastly Singapore with 1 team. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education of Indonesia, Muhammad Nasir, said that the development of higher education researchers in Indonesia is the highest one in the world. In 2014, when he was first appointed as the minister, the Indonesian higher education researchers were only 5,200 per year. However, in October, the number has transformed into 20,000 researchers. This was stated by Minister Nasir when presenting a scientific lecture before the graduates of Yudharta University in Pasuruan, East Java on Sunday. He said that during his ministry, he has made improvements. One of them was encouraging lecturers to conduct research. He explained that in October 2018, Indonesia's research are 20,000, Singapore's are 16,000, and Thailand's are 12,000. It is an astonishing achievement, as Indonesia could not compete Thailand's research for 20 years. Therefore, in a bid to develop Indonesia's competitiveness, lecturers in higher educational institutions must publicize their research. However, publication is not enough without being supported by innovation. According to Mr. Nasir, the Industrial Revolution 4.0 has brought about a greater technological milestone rather than the previous ones. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries has emphasized the importance for Indonesian nation to keep developing its fish cultivation as the world's need for fish consumption. In his written statement, Director General of Aquaculture Fisheries at the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Slamet Subakyo, said that currently Indonesia's population has reached 265 million. He further stated that the consumption of fish will also rise from 43 kilograms in 2017 to 50 kilograms in 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Slamet Subakyo pointed out that the consequence of the increasing population will also boost the need for food, including fish. He also explained that this happens because the appetite of the population in various parts of the world has also shifted. 2,256 people died as the impact of earthquake, tsunami, and liquefaction occurred in 4 regions in Central Sulawesi, namely Palu, Donggala, Sigi, and Parigi Mutong, as it has been recorded until Sunday. Meanwhile, 1,309 people were missing, 4,612 ones were injured, and more than 200,000 people become evacuees in 122 locations. Head of Data Center, Information and Public Relations of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Sutopo Purwonugroho, in his press release on Sunday said that there are many buildings and infrastructures that were destroyed as the impact of the disaster. The damage includes houses, places of worship, schools, offices, shops, 168 streets, 7 units of bridge, and many others. The temporary data recording the loss and damage of the disaster per 20 of October has reached 13.82 trillion rupiahs. However, the amount can still change as the data is still temporary. Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernandi Gideon as Indonesia's number one men's double pair came out as champion at Denmark Badminton Open on Sunday after beating Takeshi Kamura, Keigo Shonoda at the final round 21-15-21-16. Based on the report of the All Indonesia Badminton Association official website, Marcus said that both of them are glad with the victory because they felt at obtaining it last year due to being defeated by Liu Cheng Xiangnan from China on the final round. Marcus also expressed his satisfaction with the tournament. He hopes that both of them could perform maximally at every event to be attended despite the title they have won. Kevin said the game against Kamura Sonoda had always been hard because they all had recorded victories and defeats so far. Antara News Agency reported that the championship obtained by Kevin and Marcus at Denmark Open 2018 ended the absence of Indonesia's victory and Denmark Open since 2009 after the one clinched by men's single player Simon Santoso. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Being with Santri, Indonesia Peaceful. Today, October 22, 2018, the Indonesian nation commemorates National Santri Day. Since the National Santri Day was launched by President Joko Widodo in 2015, the government and the people have specifically organized various activities to commemorate the National Santri Day. The theme for this year's commemoration is Being with Santri, Indonesian Peaceful. The commemorative meet was held in Bandung, West Java on Sunday night. Of course, there is strong reason why specifically stipulated October 22nd as National Santri Day. This cannot be separated from the struggle to maintain Indonesian independence, which was proclaimed on August 17, 1945. History has noted that in achieving and maintaining Indonesian independence, the ulamas, kiais, and santris have a major role. The stipulation on October 22nd is based on the jihad resolution presented by the founder of Nahdlatul Ulama, Kiai Haji Hasyim Asy'ari in Surabaya, East Java, on October 22, 1945. Hasyim Asy'ari called on his students to join in the struggle to prevent Dutch troops from returning to Indonesia through Netherlands Indies Civil Administration, or NICA. Quoting President Joko Widodo's statement at the Santri Nusantara Grand Event in the context of 2018 National Santri Day in Solo, Vetembud Fortress, Central Java, on Saturday night, the establishment of National Santri Day is a state respect and appreciation to the Kiai, the Ulama, the Santri and all components of nation who follow their good role models. Being a santri means attending an Islamic education at Islamic boarding schools or pesantren. Staying in the place until the education is complete has become the choice of some Indonesian people. The knowledge transfer is also more developed. Arabic and English become compulsory lessons in many pesantrens today. In addition to the teachings of Islam, the students are taught to develop life skills and get vocational education. The goal is that students can become professional entrepreneurs in various fields. Santri and pesantren continue to develop their major role not only in teaching Islam but also as social cultural institution in the formation of an ideal society. Islamic boarding schools have a great potential to create new entrepreneurs and grow small and medium-sized industrial sectors. With the enactment of the National Santri Day, this will further motivate the santri to strengthen their existence. As their predecessors did, they fought and maintained Indonesian independence. National Santri Day is expected to further strengthen the position of the santri in their major role of guiding the country, the Unitary Republic of Indonesia. Being with Santri, Indonesia is peaceful. Happy National Santri Day. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, over Air Revival Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start for an event on October 22, 1939, when Hamengkubuwana VIII, King of Yogyakarta Sultanate, passed away. Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwana VIII was a King of Yogyakarta Sultanate in 1921-1939. His original name is Gusti Raden Mas Sujadi. He was crowned to be Sultan on February 8, 1921. During the period of Hamengkubuwana VIII, Yogyakarta Sultanate had a lot of fund, which was used to various events, including financing Sultanate schools. Many sons of Hamengkubuwana VIII went to school until college. One of them, G.R. Dorechatun, went to the Netherlands. Later, he resigned with the title Hamengkubuwana IX, and then he went to school Leiden University. He was one of the past person of the Thought Politician Community of Yogyakarta, who supported the struggle of Kiai Ahmad Dahlan in establishing Muhammadiyah as a form of his loyalty on Islam. He passed away on October 22, 1939. The next event is that 1945 is about National Islamic Student Day. On October 22, 1945, Islamic students or clerics of boarding school across Indonesia commanded every Muslim to protect the homeland and to defend the independence of the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia from invaders' attack. The presidential decree gave recognition that clerics and boarding schools have major roles in the struggle to seize independence of Indonesia and to defend the unitary state of Republic of Indonesia, and also to contribute in the national development. And the last event is that 1955, South Vietnam was proclaimed. South Vietnam was anti-communist state, which was established from 1954-1976 in Vietnam region. South Vietnam was proclaimed in Saigon by Ngo Dinh Diem on October 22, 1955. The establishment of the South Vietnam was supported by United States of America, while North Vietnam was supported by Soviet Union. South Vietnam continued war with Vinh Cont for a long time after United States of America was out of front South Vietnam. Finally, South Vietnam surrendered to North Vietnam and National Liberation Front on April 30, 1975. Afterwards, the front was in command and established Republic of South Vietnam until the whole Social Republic of Vietnam was proclaimed on July 2, 1976. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Here is news in brief. I'm Dalat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asks Islamic boarding school students or santri not to easily believe in hoax and slander that often occurred ahead of the democratic feast. President Joko Widodo calls for political parties to visit the communities to hear their complaints and problems. The International Dragon Boat Race, which ended on Sunday in Charang River, Tanjung Pinang, was successfully won by a team from Bekasi named Kuarmada. Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education of Indonesia, Muhammad Nasir, said that the development of higher education research in Indonesia is the highest one in the world. Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries has emphasized the importance of Indonesian nation to give developing its fish cultivation as the world's need for fish consumption. 2,256 people died as the impact of the earthquake, tsunami, and liquefaction occurred in the region in central Sulawesi, namely Palu, Donggala, Sigi, and Parigi Mutong, as it has been recorded until Sunday. Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernandi Gideon, as Indonesia's number one men's double pair, came out as champion at Denmark Badminton Open on Sunday after beating Takeshi Kamura and Keigo Sonoda at the final round 21-15, 21-16. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
Galunggung punya tiga pendirian ialah, satu, galunggung tempat bertarung. Kalau bahasa Sundanya, galunggung tempat galunggung.
Galunggung has three foundations. Galunggung. First, galunggung is a place for fighting. Maksudnya, in Sundanese language, galunggung is the place for galungan. Secondly, it's galunggung herin ku tangtung. This means that many people flock to Galunggung overseas. Galunggung ngadek, tumenggung means standing as regent, but we have no idea when ngadek tumenggung happened. From there, the second one happened when Galunggung herin kutangtung. This means that human beings flocked to Galunggung in the past. Before eruption, who climbed to the crater, the local people took a walk to the forest, made a visit of pilgrimage. Only some villagers knew. After Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982, many domestic and foreign people climbed it. That was a story about Mount Galunggung, which was explained by Bapak Sumantri, a public figure at Mount Galunggung. He is a historical witness of the eruption. Until now, the mountain becomes a tourism object in East Priangan, West Java Province. Mount Galunggung tourism object is developed by state-owned enterprise, Perhutani, and tourism office around 1997. This was explained by Suhara, staff of Perhutani Management.
Ya, dikembangannya itu setelah bencana alam.
Pertama pengelolaannya yang
the tourism object was developed after the first natural disaster. The management, which I know, was managed by the village. There is hot spring and ex-disaster, which now becomes Crater Lake. It becomes attraction for visitors. So it was opened by the government of the village, if not mistaken, by Village Community Resilience Institute. And it kept being developed in 1997 and has been developed by Tourism Office and Perhutani. Do you know or visit Mount Galunggung? Mount Galunggung is an active volcano with around 2,100 meters high above the sea surface. The last time the mountain erupted for around 9 months, starting from April 5, 1982 and ended on January 8, 1983. Therefore, Indonesia is one of countries which almost its territory enters in Pacific Ring Fire. So, no wonder there are many active volcanoes in some islands. Thus, the existence of volcano does not only leave tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes foreign exchange through tourism sector. Now, Mount Galunggung in Tasikmalaya, West Java, rises up as tourism destination recommended to be visited, especially for mountain tourism lovers. About tourist visit so far, Ibu Oem, a food vendor at Mount Galunggung, has her own experience.
Hari-hari tertentu aja, hari raya Idul Fitri.
On a certain day, at Al Fitr, New Year, or commemoration of the Indonesian independence, on a Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, friends, who often comes here. If in Indonesian it is dry season, the friend certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja. To get the crater, which is in the main point of Mount Galunggung tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exhausting. An officer of the entrance ticket of Mount Galunggung, Sofyan, explained that there are two sides of stairs. The yellow one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs.
Yang tangga ini 97, kalau yang tangga biru mah dimulai tahun 93.
The yellow stairs was made in 1997. The blue one was made in 1993. The blue stair has inauguration monument. The first stair is over there. The new one is here. Earlier, people paced on the sand here without stair. After arriving at the crater of Mount Galunggung, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs will be paid off by presenting the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur and the crater of Mount Galunggung looks like lake. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biotas. Sofyan explained as follows.
Awalnya kan yang nanam tuh istilahnya ngetes kadar air awal-awalnya.
Earlier, someone checked and tried to put the fish into the water. In fact, it resulted in a lot of fish. This means that it's safe for residents. Today, many people outside the region do fish farming. There is also from Banten. Now there are people who farm fish and also do fishing. There is golden fish, mujair, perch fish. Usually Sundanese people farm perch fish, cork, pomfret, and also gurame.
Oh, yang ngecamp banyak juga. Yang ngecamp tiap malam ada. Kalau malam minggu.
Many people set tents to stay at night, especially on Saturday night. There are 100 people who stay at night, but on weekdays only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and perhutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or view desk that is located between blue and yellow stairs. The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved and this makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stairs. Development of Mount Galunggung tourism object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran.
About city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors stay at night in Tasikmalaya, they visit Galunggung. Undang Handiana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is cooperation between RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is kecelakaan, or in English, accident. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about kecelakaan, or in English, accident. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice slowly, and you can follow after me. Tony and Endah are shopping at a batik store in Malioboro.
Endah, kamu kenapa?
Ayahku kecelakaan.
Astaga.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say it words twice and you can follow after me. Kamu kenapa? Kamu kenapa? In English, what is wrong with you? Ayahku kecelakaan. Ayahku kecelakaan. In English, my father gets an accident. Astaga. Astaga. In English, oh my God. Saudaraku meninggal. Saudaraku meninggal. In English, my sister died. Ada apa? Ada apa? In English, what is wrong? Apa yang terjadi? Apa yang terjadi? In English, what happened? Nenekku. Nenekku. In English, my grandma. When you want to ask someone who looks sad, panic, you can say, Kamu kenapa? In English, what is wrong with you? The answer to the question if you are fine. Saya baik-baik saja, which means I am fine. Or tidak apa-apa. In English, it's okay. If you want to know what happened, you can ask, Ada apa? Apa yang terjadi? The answer for the question is tidak ada apa-apa. However, if you have problem like Endah in the dialogue, you can tell anything that you experience, such as ayahku kecelakaan. In English, my father gets an accident. Saudaraku meninggal. In English, my sister dies. Temanku pingsan. In English, my friend is fainted. Nenekku jatuh. In English, my grandma falls. When hearing information, sometimes someone expresses a sense of wonder by using an interjection spontaneously, such as Astaga, ya ampun, in English, oh my God. Listeners, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Endah, kamu kenapa?
Ayahku kecelakaan.
Astaga.
Listeners, before we end, I'll give you an exercise. The exercise is to describe tourist attractions in your city and your feelings when you are there. For example, di kota kami ada tempat wisata yang bernama Pantai Ancol. Kami sangat senang di pantai ini karena bisa berenang, bermain pasir, naik perahu, juga berjemur di pinggir pantai. Listeners, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music in a traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present keroncong songs performed by Indonesian female singer. Safitri. Listeners, to initiate the segment of Music Corner, here is the song Ariati by Safitri. Mm-hmm. Listeners, you've just listened to the song Ariati by Savitri. The song created by Ismail Marzuki was an old song and has been sung by several Indonesian singers. The song was previously sung in pop genre, then dedicated back by Savitri with modern keroncong genre. The singer with the full name Nur Agni Savitri was firstly sung the keroncong songs accompanied by music instruments such as ukulele, flute, and violin. Savitri actually was not interested in keroncong music, but thanks to the encouragement of her parents, Savitri finally learned keroncong music and began to like it. Even more, she said, singing keroncong is an irreplaceable pride in the course of her life. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next keroncong song entitled Melati di Tapal Batas by Savitri.
Sekuntum melati.
That was Melati di Tapal Batas sang by Savitri. The heroic theme song was created by Ismail Marzuki in the era of Indonesia's independent struggle. This song is one of Indonesia's national compulsory songs that tells about the enthusiasm of young men and women who were struggling to defend the country and nation. Listeners, to conclude the segment of Music Corner for today, I'll dedicate it to you the last two Kroncong songs entitled Sabda Alam and Rangkaian Melati by Savitri. Happy listening and see you on the next Music Corner.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.